Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, your automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to spread the love of God, to let you know Jesus come to change lives, make your life brand new. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons before the coronavirus closed them in 2020. Praise God. We're here in 2022, June, praise God, preaching the gospel on radio like we always been doing down through the years. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have a powerful message on this month talking about the life of a Christian, praise God, a true saint of God. We're going to continue on today. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in to today's broadcast for this continuation of this exciting message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, when Jesus moves in, the devil goes out. Light and darkness don't mix. You can't mix the two together. Amen. When the life of a sinner is a mixed up life, that's where the tree of knowledge of good and evil come from. Because when you are a sinner, you sometimes want to struggle between good and evil. Like Paul testified in the 7th chapter of Romans. He said, when I would do good, evil is present. That's because of that sinful nature in a person's life. Sin will have you do things you know is wrong. Some people know it's wrong to be an alcoholic. Know it's wrong to drink alcohol. To taste it is wrong. People know it's wrong to go to the clubs, dancing for the devil. They know it's wrong to steal, to rob, but they do it anyway. The very thing they know is wrong, they do it. Why? Because of that sinful nature in their heart. Preachers being child molesters. Preachers stealing the church money. They know it's wrong, but they do it anyway. Because of that sinful nature. But Jesus come to root that thing out of us. Praise the Lord. Amen. And he does it through the blood. That's the reason why. Repentance will work the sinful things we've done out of our life. Through godly sorrow repentance. Water baptism testimony. You're changing your way of living. Some people say, I was baptized in Jesus' name. If you're baptized in Jesus' name, then you agree with my preaching. Jesus came out of the Jordan River. Jesus went to Calvary. Jesus gave his life on Calvary's cross, shedding his blood. The blood of Jesus come to wash you and clean you up and make you a child of God. That's where Jesus' name is at. Jesus' name is at Calvary. His name is not in the Jordan River, but his name is at Calvary. Praise the Lord. Follow Jesus to Calvary so you can get your blood bath. Get washed in the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Receive the Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost, to seal you up so that the devil can't come up in there no more, because you're full of God. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet to your fingertips. Amen. Ready for heaven. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Ready to be shipped to heaven. Praise the Lord. That's a beautiful life of a Christian. Praise God. Amen. Now, in order to make it to heaven, we got to meet that qualification. It's not enough to be, amen, saying, I'm a child of God, because you got part of the qualification. So many Christians have part of the qualification. Just have water baptism, thinking that's enough. But John let people know There's one coming after me in the third chapter of Matthew, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear, that shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and that with fire, whose fan is in his hand, going to thoroughly purge the floor. Take the wheat, put it in the garner, burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Let you know it's more to being a child of God than just water baptism. It's more to being a child of God than just confessing the Holy Spirit. You got to go through Jesus. Jesus says, St. John 14 and 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come to the Father but by me. Jesus' name is through the blood. The blood of Jesus, praise God, to wash you and clean you up so you can live right. Praise the Lord. Water baptism can't make nobody live right. So many people baptized, so if they hadn't repented and ask the Lord to forgive them for their sins like they should, they go in a dry sinner, come out a wet one. You can say whatever name you want to say. You can say Jesus' name. You can say Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, whatever you want to say. They go in a dry sinner, come out a wet one. Praise the Lord. I know somebody's going to get mad with me, but I'm telling you, I'm preaching the truth on here on the radio. It takes the blood of Jesus to wash you and clean you up. Glory to God. I feel like having church. Praise the Lord. Missionary Velvet, glory to God. Amen. Let's go to Galatians, the fifth chapter, and verse number 22. What did the Bible say?
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
When the Holy Ghost comes in you, Jesus done wash you and clean you up. Make you a child of God. The blood of Jesus done wrote your name on heaven's roll. You got eternal life in your soul. Amen. You got joy unspeakable, filled, full of glory. Praise God. Amen. So the fruit of the Spirit is in there. The Holy Ghost brings the fruit of the Spirit. You got love in there, in your heart. You got joy. You feel like shouting, praising God. When things ain't going your way, it's hallelujah anyhow. Can't change a quarter. It's hallelujah anyhow. You're glad you got eternal life in your soul. Amen. You got temperance in your heart. Self-control. You don't be like some people running around committing the sins of the flesh. Drinking alcohol. You don't do all that stuff. But when the Lord saves you, you'll live a clean life. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, the fruit of the Spirit is in there. Love, joy, peace, satisfied. Praise God. Gentle. You're so easy to get along with. Humble. Praise God. I'm telling you. Meet your humble. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I'm telling you. Amen. All of that. And what did the Bible say about the fruit of the Spirit, Velvet?
And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
Now, letting you know, when you got the Holy Ghost in you, and got the fruit of the Spirit in your soul. No room for Satan and none of his work. Because you crucified the flesh. Praise God. I'm telling you. Amen. How many of y'all look at fruit trees? See an orange tree. Amen. If you see an orange tree, those of y'all down in Florida, in California, got orange trees in the climate area. You'll think funny if you see an apple sitting on an orange tree down there in Florida. I'm telling you, in the Sunshine State, you see an apple on an orange tree. Amen. You think it's funny. Amen. Those you in Georgia, the peach state, them peaches. Man, you see, amen, an orange on a peach tree. You think that's funny. You think that's funny, won't you? See an orange on a peach tree. Amen. In Virginia, you have apple trees. Amen. Certain way, people raise apple trees. You see an orange on an apple tree. In the state of Virginia. Okay. You think that's funny. Now if y'all think that's funny. Why is it that you got Christians. Saying they're a child of God. And still got the works of the flesh in your heart. I'm telling you. Huh? Praise the Lord. We need to wake up, church. Wake up, church. Amen. I'm telling you. The fruit of the Spirit. Missionary Velvet read in Galatians 5:22. Is no mixture. You either got God in your heart, full of heaven, or the devil is in there. Praise the Lord. One of the two. You can't be straddling the fence. You hear me? Praise the Lord. I know some people want to live like they're straddling the fence and think that's going to make it to heaven. You can't go to heaven straddling the fence. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. You straddling the fence, that means you're on the other side with the devil. Because the devil got a lot of false Christians out there. A lot of hypocrites is out there sinning, doing wrong. Amen. Think they're going to heaven and they're going the other way. I'm telling you. But we need to get our heart right with God. Because the Bible said in St. Matthew 5 and 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's what he said. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because I know this powerful message is like a two-edged sword. Just cutting time. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Let's get ready for prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look over people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, you forgive me of my sin. Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your blood. Lord, breathe in their soul. Sanctify them wholly. Put their joy in there. Put their peace and love in the heart. I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the speaking into them. Lord, heal the sick. Those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Lord, the coronavirus. Lord, the flu bug. Lord, the monkeypox, whatever that is. Lord, I want you to stretch forth your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, I want you to go into the jails and prisons. Lord, touch these prisoners. Glory to God. Lord, deliver them and set them free. Bind them unclean spirits. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, those people out there in the world that want to go and shoot up church, shoot up, amen, supermarkets, schools, churches, whatever they want to do. The devil is using them to take out innocent lives. Bind them evil spirits. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Set the people free. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus, while you're praising God for deliverance. Here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Bell.
Praise him, praise him. The song says, search me, Lord. Search me, Lord. If you find anything that's not like you, take it out and strengthen me. Because I want to live right, I want to be whole. That what we want to be able to do. You heard the word of God in prayer, the Ella Holmes that's preaching, praying. We want the Lord to be able to deliver us. So that we can live free and holy in this present and evil world. So the Lord can do this, that. You believe that prayer, you keep on holding on and keep on praying and keep on seeking to God fully give you what you need to have. Though behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. And like I often say, that Jesus loves you too. And the song said, if he has to reach way down, Jesus can pick you up. You may be low, but you don't have to stay that way. Jesus can pick you up. Those that are in the free world, thank you for your prayers in support of our ministry. Jesus also can pick you up and give you a blessing in what you need too. Remember that God loves with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I encourage you, I implore you to allow God to work in your life and believe on him. You will not be disappointed. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Sylvia and I do ministry. Praise God. Those of you that speak the Spanish language, write us for Spanish material called Jesus Love the Spanish Speaking People. To the next broadcast, the Chaplain William Home along with one compare Missionary Velvet saying that if Jesus come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
This train!